The first reading today, we hear about wisdom and how wisdom dwelt in the holy dwelling place and served the Lord in the holy dwelling place. Obviously, this is speaking about our blessed Lord. Even though it is in a Mass for Our Lady, it is speaking about Jesus. So we look at that and we recognize that there are a couple of ways that we can apply this. First of all, from all eternity, of course, our Lord is in heaven, glorifying his heavenly Father, glorifying God the Holy Spirit, as the three of them, united with one another, love each other and glorify each other. But God chose to become one of us. And so in the holiest dwelling place that creation affords, so in other words, from all eternity, God is in the uncreated dwelling place, which is himself. Now he comes to dwell in the holiest dwelling place that he has created, and that is his mother, in her heart and then in her womb, to be able to come to be with us. It is a remarkable statement. It's not in the reading that we have today, but it is following right after, and it says, I found my joy among the children of men. Think about that. God is the one saying this about himself. We think ourselves so worthless and so rotten and so disgusting and despicable, and God says, I found my joy among you. Are we doing that for him? Are we being a joy for the Lord? His mother certainly was. But that brings us then to the next way of understanding this. God has made you a holy dwelling place. You. And he dwells within you if you are in the state of grace. 24 hours a day, if you are in the state of grace, God dwells in you. In his indwelling presence. Yes, he comes to you in a very specific way in Holy Communion, and he dwells within you sacramentally for that short period of time while the host is still intact. But 24 hours a day, if you are in the state of grace, he dwells in your soul. You are a holy dwelling place. If you are in the state of sanctifying grace, that means you are holy. Now, that doesn't mean that you're one of the greatest saints that ever lived, because we're going to look at them and go, oh, no, look at these people. They're holy. I'm not. If you're in the state of grace, you are a member of the communion of saints. You are made holy. And if you are in the state of grace, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwell in you 24 hours a day. So now the issue for us is making ourselves the worthiest and holiest dwelling place that we can for God. It's not enough, as we look at it and say, if I truly love the Lord, that I just need to be in the state of grace. Now, that's the first step. We need to be in the state of grace. But if we truly love the Lord, we want to love him more. And so we want to make everything more holy for him. And so if we can look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what are the areas of sin that need to be removed from my life? What can I do to be able to develop my spiritual life? How can I grow in holiness? How can I be a more fitting dwelling place for our blessed Lord? So that's where we can look at our blessed mother. Obviously, she was perfect, and we're not. So it's not making a comparison to say, well, if I can be perfect like Our Lady, well, we can't. So that's not an issue. But it's to be able to look at it and say, Our Lady loved God perfectly. She was conformed absolutely and perfectly to her Son. So perfectly that her Son could be conformed to her and didn't change anything for Him. So how can we be more conformed to Christ? How can we be more like Him? We're made in His image and likeness, and so the fulfillment of our person is only going to be when we are truly living in the fullness of what that means. So how can we do that? What can we do to love Him more? What can we do to be more conformed to Christ? Those are the kinds of things that we can look at. The Lord is desiring that from each one of us. He is offering us all the grace that we need to be able to do it. So there's nothing lacking on God's side. What's lacking is usually on our side. We don't really want it. We don't want to make those changes. We don't really want to be holy. Well, we want to be in the state of grace, but we don't really want to be all that holy, because how much can I get away with and still go to heaven, you know? How much can I sin and still be okay? What a horrible attitude. How holy can I be is what we should be about. How much can I love God is what we should be all about. Not how little can I get away with and still be tolerable. We've got to get our disposition turned. Imagine if God were looking at us and saying to the three persons of the Trinity, look at that one. How little do you think we can possibly love that one and still, you know, be okay with it? Like, no, that is not God's attitude toward you at all. God is looking at you and saying, I want to love you infinitely. I want to pour as much love into your heart as I possibly can. So the only thing standing in the way is how much we're willing to open our heart to let Him put it in. So that's what we want to work on. Open the heart. Love God more. That's what Our Lady did at every single instant of her life. And that's what God is looking for from us, because it is His choice to dwell in the holy dwelling place. And it is an astounding thing, but it is right there in sacred scripture, that His joy is to be among the children of men.